This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And I'd like you to take your Bible and read while I'm speaking to you from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 to 32. This is a wonderful passage in regard to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we find various attitudes toward the church in the world today. There are some who hate it. There are some who are indifferent to it. There are some who are mildly concerned about it. But I want to tell you why I love it. I love the church which is revealed in the New Testament. I'm not talking about some institution which has begun by men, but I'm talking about the church for which Jesus died. I love the church because God planned it. Even before he created the world, the church was in the mind of God. It was according to the eternal purpose of God, as we read in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. I love the church because God worked toward its establishment during the long period of the Old Testament. We find in such passages as Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, and Daniel chapter 2, verse 44, that the prophets, guided with the Holy Spirit, saw the church by the eye of inspiration. And the fact that it is so crucial and important to God that during these long centuries that God is working out things to be just right, as we find in the Galatian letter, Paul, referring to the Lord Jesus Christ, said that in the fullness of time God sent forth his Son. Christ came when things were just right for the establishment of the church. I love the church because Christ promised it. Remember, in speaking to Peter, as recorded in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, Jesus said, "Upon this rock, that is the truth that you have just confessed, that I am the Christ, the Son of God, I will build my church." And anything that Christ promises in this particular setting certainly ought to be a matter of great concern, even of love upon our part. I love the church because Christ built it. He not only promised to build it, he actually did build it. And the record is given in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 41, the very first time in all of history that the gospel of Jesus Christ was preached as a law in force. And the Bible tells us in regard to the Apostle Peter in his preaching and telling people who were believers that they must repent and be baptized in order to receive the remission of sins. Then in verse 41, the Bible says, "And the Lord added to them that day about 3,000 souls." This coming after the fact, they that gladly received his word were baptized. And so you see, the Lord was adding, as we learn in verse 47, "And the Lord was adding to them day by day those that were being saved." The very same acts of obedience which bring us into Christ, which lead us to become sons of God, which bring us to the remission of sins, are the acts of obedience which bring us into the church. There is simply no such thing as one being a saved, a child of God, without being a member of the Lord's church. I love the church in the next place because Christ is the foundation of it. The church was built on Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11, "Other foundation can no man lay than that which hath been laid, even Christ Jesus." Further, I love the church because Christ is the purchaser of it. To the elders of the church in Ephesus, the Apostle Paul said, as recorded in Acts chapter 20, verse 28, "Take heed unto yourselves and to all the flock, in which the Holy Spirit has made you bishops, to feed the church of the Lord, which he purchased with his own blood." Next, I love the church because Christ is the cleanser of it. The Apostle Paul made clear that Christ cleansed the church by the washing of water with the word, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. Now, that simply means that members of the church are those who have been cleansed by the power of the word because they have learned and obeyed that message in being baptized for the remission of their sins, that they might be saved by the blood of Christ. We note further that Christ is the Savior of the church. I love the church because while Christ offers to be the Savior of everybody, as a matter of fact, he is the Savior of the church. As Paul said in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23, being himself the Savior of the body. Finally, I love the church because Christ gave it such a crucial role. It is the pillar and the ground of the truth, the disseminator, the proclaimer of the truth of Almighty God, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 and 15.